would like to thank the distinguished representative of Cuba for her extensive comments, and you're fully entitled to that, so you don't have to apologize for that. Let me just explain one thing, because I forgot to do so, and you rightly pointed at that. What do you mean by enabling technological components? That was part of a discussion in which I had with different high contracting parties. This is part of the fact that we talk about not a lethal autonomous weapon, but a lethal autonomous weapon system. And that would then be composed of a striking element, or what you and the supporting systems and the enabling systems that would, in a way, inform the warhead, the striking component, to perform its duty. So it could be all in one, but it could also be different components, but that together they would have to be seen as one weapon system. So I hope this is helpful. Let me also offer that I will circulate my speaking notes, so that could be perhaps of use also for further reading, and also for informing your capitals. I'm having a look at the list. I have Estonia, Israel, Costa Rica, Uruguay, and also the ICRC. Let me first give the floor now to the distinguished representative of Estonia, to be followed by Israel. You have the floor.